Donnie, change of plan. Head back to the hangar and stall them. Do whatever it takes. We have to see what's in this cargo. This might be our only chance. When you make it back to the hangar, get the pod powered up and be ready to get us out of here if things go bad.
Almost there, boss. They must have landed in one of the upper hangars. I don't have eyes on them back here.
Guys! Guys! They got me cornered up here at the atrium.
Pierre, there you are. Donnie, can you go check on him? I think he said he's in the atrium.
Already changing course. Be there in a second.
Mark, you any closer to getting that thing open?
Finally! Got it. Geiger counter still not picking anything up. Let's see what's inside.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. That isn't nuclear waste. They're people.
This must be what Kowalski was talking about.
Oh, man. This is a lot even for me to process.
Why go through all this trouble, though? They could easily get rid of them on Earth without much question.
God, the smell. See if they have any information on them. There's got to be something in here. Maybe an ID.
Look at the scratch marks on the inside. They were put in here alive. What kind of sick people would do this?
It's more than just people. These wooden crates inside are stuffed full of documents and hard drives. Cam, you got any info on this?
Marlow's assignment was the first I had ever heard of this Causeway ship. Any data or information pertaining to the mission or the cargo predates my programming.
Well, one thing we do know is that Marlow's full of it. Unless she's just blissfully ignorant. For all we know, the Overseers are just useful idiots like the rest of us. This isn't a scout ship. Reformation Abroad has been in full disposal mode for a long time by the looks of some of these papers.
Dean! Come in! Dean!
What's going on, Pierre? Are you okay?
King is here. He wants to speak to you directly.
119, this is 117, Team Lead King speaking. Dean, please join us in the atrium for a new mission briefing. The objective of this mission has changed. Your pilot and interior handler have been kind enough to join us as well.
This is bigger than some prison yard beef, King. What good does killing Pierre do? We're all done if we don't figure out what's really going on out here.
This is why you will never get one over on me, Hill Jack. I got principles, believe it or not. Whether back home or in the deep dark, nothing. It's a matter of principle.
Dean, Donnie's G-suit has gone offline. I'm still receiving readings from Pierre, but his heart rate is through the roof right now.
All right, King, we're coming. Let's talk this out. Just stay calm.
You figure this is gonna get ugly?
I'm afraid it already has. We're going to the atrium. King doesn't know that you're with me, so hang back out of sight. See if you can find anything that can tip the scales in our favor. King! King, I'm coming in! Killing me won't do you any good. You'll still have to deal with Marlow.
Dean, come on in. Why don't you meet my new pilot?
Donnie, what the hell are you doing?
He's using his brain. This is the new mission I mentioned on the comms. If you want to play private investigator and worry your sweet little head over Marlow, by all means, go for it. But me and my crew, we have bigger ambitions.
What are you talking about? Donnie, what's going on? Where's Pierre?
You are talking to me now, Dean, not Donnie.
What do you want, King?
I want you to join us. Donnie is using that handy tool you gentlemen found to cut these dog collars off.
You're not seeing the full picture, man. Nothing out here is what it seems. There's something big going on. We found one of the old disposal crates.
Like I don't know what's in the crates? I don't eat everyone's filth like you do. We opened one up on our second mission. Truthfully, I don't care much for what or who is in those crates. I actually assume worse from the government. My cause is one of survival. You saw Marlow's office yourself and that dinner they hooked us up with? They have everything we need. Food, drink, the medical bay is stocked with military-grade pharmaceuticals. With the supplies on that ship, we could live large for decades.
You can't really expect to take on the entire essential staff of guards.
It was always going to take some finessing, but I certainly can now. This old ship is armed to the teeth. It's just a matter of stabilizing the power grid.
Tawny, are you really siding with him on this?
That's why I need you. You've built up a trust with her. Leave a few of your boys here with me and the rest of 117. We'll get the causeway operational again and collaborate the weaponry. You just buy us the time we need.
Dean, the chain of command for Reformation Abroad reaches much higher than just Marlow. King's plan is irrational and would be short-lived even in the improbable case that he did overthrow the Essentials' power structure.
You said it yourself, Dean. This is bigger than any prison yard beef. Donnie, my life is in your hands. You can cut this damn chain off my neck and we can be brothers, or you can end me here and now. My boys won't even stop you.
He's right, Dean. I wasn't nothing back home. This is as good as it gets for us.
Ah. It's like the weight of the world just melted off my shoulders, Dean. My neck was getting awfully stiff in that thing.
Dean,
I can't stop you. Maybe you're right. Maybe this is the only way.
Get your hands off me! Donnie! What are you doing?
It ain't the same up here, Pierre. He gave me the ultimatum. It's the price we gotta pay.
Donnie! No!
Don't do this. You know this is his game. He ain't changed. You know what he's gonna do to you?
I know what he'll do to me if you're still around. That's why I gotta do this.
I always had your back. I always looked out for you. And you gonna do me like this?
It's either you, hold still, or me.
Pierre!
Pierre's heat signatures have dropped. He's still wearing his collar. Marlowe's been pinging her comm system for a while now. She's going to have a lot of questions about what's going on.
Dean, I have something you'll want to hear.
What is it?
Well, I found Kowalski. He never made it to the extraction. He was able to escape the engine room, but he didn't get much further. No telling how long he was here. He had one last audio journal on him.
Give it to me. Let me hear it.
I've not done one of these in a while. I don't even know why I'm doing this one, because nobody's going to hear it. They left me. I screamed, and I pleaded, but nobody came. It was so silent, locked in that engine room. The only reason I was able to escape was the GPA's tendency to cut corners. The cheap frame on that door finally gave out after enough kicks. Oh, God. I thought we were going to save the world. And they used us all. I can't do this anymore. It's been nearly a year since the Causeway's extraction. The ship is stocked with enough food and supplies to last the rest of my life, and there'd still be a warehouse full. There's hardly a corner on this ship that I don't know. The power grid it's a bit sketchy, but I pulled the fuses on a majority of the ship to conserve the Causeway's energy. I even figured out how to get into the armory. After opening one of those cargo crates and seeing it for myself, I can't sleep anymore. I don't feel so alone anymore. There's others all around me. Sometimes I can hear them. At first, they were just clawing at the inside of the crates. But they've gotten out now. I should have never opened it. I took some food and barricaded myself into the overseer's office. They're clawing at the walls all around me. I've not left this room in weeks. But today I face them. I have to. I gotta get something from that armory and protect myself. That's gonna shut them up. It's gonna shut them up.
I found him in the armory. He went bloody mad.
Kowalski had to find out the same way we did. King's right about the supplies on this ship. Even if his plan is suicidal, he could do some damage. This stays between us. We can't trust anyone else with this information. What were you doing at the armory?
Well, you asked me to find something to tip the scales of the battle. So I got my hands on a little something. It isn't much, but I figured it could come in handy if we need it. I had to scram out of there. Thought I heard some of the King's men heading towards me. I didn't want to give away my position.
Great job, Mark. Let's hope we can get out of here before King gets his hands on those guns.
I'm picking up what has to be Marlowe's ship on my radar.
Patch her through.
Connection complete. You're now linked to Marlowe's comm system.
Dean, I need a status report immediately. We are seeing callers dropping offline and one of your crew members' vitals went flat. What is going on out there?
Marlowe, we are abandoning the Causeway. Crew 117 has gone rogue. I repeat, 117 has gone rogue.
Stay where you are. I'm en route with a recovery unit. You and your men report back to your pod by any means necessary. Be ready for immediate exfil. Any inmate exhibiting hostility will face lethal force.
I think I can hit him from here.
Stay down! Marlowe's men can handle themselves. Behind the pod, now!
Simmons is down! We need medical support!
Back inside. Let's dig in and level the playing field. We ain't gonna win out here in the open.
Overseer Marlowe, the hostiles have headed inside. You want us to go after them?
Stand ready, but do not go in after them. I'm not risking any more of my men over this. You saw the kind of weaponry they have, so no. Stay there and defend the hangar. Search the members of Team 119 and prepare them for evacuation.
Yes, ma'am, right away. Members of 119, please come out from behind the ship with your hands up and your legs spread apart. Inmate Parsons is clean. Hold on. What the? This one's got a gun!
No, it was for defense against them. I haven't even used it,
On your knees!
Okay, I thought I...
I said on your knees!
She said any means necessary. Dean, help!
What part of zero tolerance doesn't make sense to you?
Even for the self... Yes, ma'am. Take him out back.
No, guys. Come on, let's talk this out. Let me go!
Mark, no!
Enough! Get the remaining crew members on the ship and prepare for a quick exit.
You aren't gonna go after King?
And have more of my men killed? Or more of your team? It would take a crew of 120 people to run this ship. I'm not worried about a few felons with guns. If they want to die in this metal grave, be my guest. Pack it up, men. We are leaving.
We're going to begin our approach back to the Essential in a few minutes, ma'am.
Great. Before we begin our descent, bring in Dean, please.
Here he is.
Have a seat. Plug into the speaker so your cam system can chat with us too.
What are you going to do to Cadwell?
I told you that all hostiles would be dealt with accordingly.
You still didn't tell me what your plans were with him. We were all cooperating. If he wanted to join King, he had the chance, believe me.
He was armed and he was hostile. It was unfortunate, but it had to be done. We have a zero tolerance policy for these instances.
We were following your orders!
The only fault of mine is perhaps I've loosened your leash a little too much. I knew nothing good would come of this. The program's board will be demanding a report on this whole mishap.
This isn't some trustees meeting about reformation abroad, Marlowe. King is going to attack the Essential.
With four men?
Well, five if you include Donnie.
Dean... Don't be so naive. Four, five men? We have over 100 wardens in your sector of the Essential alone. They won't even be able to operate the causeway by themselves.
That would be true, but as long as King's cam system is operational, he can wire into the causeway's infrastructure and let the AI do most of the work.
The only true threat is if King chose to crash the causeway directly into the Essential. Do you see him as a suicidal man?
No. I don't, really.
I'd say he's happy enough to live the rest of his miserable life playing captain with his buddies. Who knows? They might even find their way into the med bay and overdose, assuming they don't drift into XDE-499 first.
You're underestimating him, Marlowe.
Enough. I will not field insults from a prisoner. Don't forget your place, Dean. Despite the name of our program, the primary purpose of your incarceration is punishment. There are means to make your stay here unpleasant. So far, I'd say you've had it pretty easy, Mr. Parsons. That can all change very quickly. Do I make myself clear?
Crystal.
Now, time for some housekeeping. As I said, the Reformation Abroad Board will want an official statement. As one of my most trusted team leads, you are going to give me a first-hand account of what transpired aboard the Causeway. In that account, Team 117 found their way into the hangar and opened fire on Team 119 and the recovery unit. When the gunfire ceased, all members of 117 were terminated, along with half of your crew and our Warden Simmons. Three of your team members will be honored as giving their life valiantly for the cause of reformation abroad.
Even Donnie? He killed his own friend and teammate and betrayed us all.
It amazes me how even a man such as yourself can become entangled by prison tribalism. I don't care who killed who or who betrayed who. Do you understand that? This is the official statement, and you will do well to stick to it.
Why are you covering this up, Marlowe? You could easily deal with King right now if you wanted to.
We can't allow prisoners to have a renegade idol. Someone they can look to for hope. This is about control, Dean. I am the overseer. I must maintain control. What would happen if they find out that an entire team was able to escape? And not just escape and immediate death, but to a ship with big beds and a large food source, fully stocked armory, and no one to tell them what to do. It sets a dangerous precedent if I treat King with the amount of respect that he demands. If I let this scum just roll off my back, sure, it won't be fun now, but it prevents a worse scenario in the future. And by now, you know that such a scenario isn't good for any of us out here, Dean.
So you do know what happened to the Barrio and the Causeway.
You don't want to end up like Kowalski, do you?
I'd rather not.
So, I will assume you now see how important it is we stick to our story.
And you know about the cargo, too.
Some things are better left unsaid, Dean.
Ma'am, we're beginning our approach into the essential.
Excellent. Prepare everyone for landing procedures.
Right away.
Go prepare for landing. We're done here. I'll have the wardens bring you to my office when it's time to deliver our official report.
Initiating landing procedure. All occupants prepare for boarding. Ma'am, the warden's office is requesting your immediate attention.
What's going on, John?
A prisoner named King has somehow patched himself into the entire sector's comm systems. He's trying to incite a riot. We have to get you to safety as soon as your ship boards. My men and I are on standby for your transport to the panic room until we can get this tamp down.
What is he saying? How did this get so out of hand?
The only way to kill the communication system entirely is to shut the entire power supply off.
Think that's a good idea?
Absolutely not, but if the story is that King is supposed to be dead, well, that's not helping with King speaking over the intercom, is it?
Is that what you want to do? It would only have to be for a few seconds, right?
We have to quiet this. We can't let this get out of hand. Parsons, follow me to the panic room. Wardens, stand your ground. I'm calling for lights out now.
I am for truth no matter who tells it. I'm for justice no matter who it benefits or who is against. But we cannot deny any longer the injustice that has been brought down on us both here and on Earth. I am offering to you, my brothers, a new hope. I'm offering you a future free of chains and collars. They say when we return to Earth, we will be treated equally to all citizens, but you know this is a lie. The Causeway opens our doors to all seekers of freedom and truth. We are a voice in the darkness, the only hope out here on the Tideline.
They're making their way to the escape pods. We can't let them make their way to the Causeway.
Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on water silver wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sunsplit clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence, hovering there. I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through bootless halls of air. Up, up the long delirious burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor ever eagle flew. And while with silent lifting mind I've trod the high untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God. Men, set your escape pods for a trip to the Causeway. It's time to turn the tides on reformation abroad.
You've listened to Reformation Abroad, proudly produced by Stoveleg Media. Be sure to like Reformation Abroad on Facebook, and if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. Your reviews and your support will help get this show to a second season of production.